Do you feel lucky, punk? It's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The podcast that loves Chicago-style hot dogs from Wrigleyville South in Austin, Texas. He sips tea with his pinky finger extended. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. It sounded like an English accent at first, and that kind of deteriorated. I'm sorry, audience. Welcome to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. I should not practice my foreign accents on you. You just heard from Drew McMillan, my Canadian nephew, about me, Doug Jones, your Medicare expert for today. Thank you very much for joining us. We got a podcast here for people who are looking at Medicare like, oh, God, do I have to really learn about this unpleasant subject? Yes, you do. But it won't be painful and it won't last a long time if you stick with us. If you buy my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020, it'll take you about an hour to learn everything that most people will ever need to learn about Medicare. And, did I mention my... announcer, Drew McMillan, Canadian entertainer. He is the co-host of a show called Powerboat TV, which episodes of which you can watch on powerboattv.com if you're so inclined. It's a Canadian show about power boats and all the stuff that goes with boats and power in Canada. They got a lot of water up there, so there's a lot to talk about. Anyway, we are here ready to talk to our Medicare lazy ladies and lazy men about some mailbag stuff. I believe we're going to concentrate on the correspondence that we've received with people asking questions and stuff. And this is Randy Carson's favorite subject matter because it allows him to pass by his favorite bars without having the patrons come out and accost him demanding Medicare mailbag content. So, Randy, I'm going to do this as a personal favor to you. I hope you enjoy it.
I appreciate it, Doug, because as I said earlier, it's getting just a little bit dicey going up in through there because they are getting the natives are getting a little restless. I just got to tell you.
Well, they should be satisfied for a while. This ought to shut them up for a while because we've got some well-thought-out questions. One of the questions comes from our favorite correspondent, Steve. Now, you might have heard of Steve before. You remember Steve, don't you, Randy?
I do. He's our head researcher, isn't he? Oh, no, that's a different one.
He is one of the more curious people I've ever met. Steve is one of our favorite correspondents because he is Mr. Curious. He's either really, really curious about Medicare so that he makes the right decisions, or he is using me as a science project. And I'm going to make that guy's brain cook until the smoke comes out of his ears. He comes up every couple of weeks with a question that makes me go to the reference manuals and makes me dig through stuff to such an extent that I kind of wish I'd never heard the word Medicare before. But often, though, it's satisfying because I do come up with an answer. And when I send him the answer, he is duly appreciative. So it's never a bad thing to hear from Steve. It's always kind of fun. But Steve is currently interested in high-deductible Medicare supplement plans. And frankly, Randy came up with a much better name that we're going to start using. We can't use it exclusively because people will get confused, but Randy's new name for high-deductible Medicare supplement plans is high-value plans. They really are a lot more bang for your buck than your regular old expensive Medicare supplement plans. So anyway, Steve wrote, and this is the 6th of November, so it was probably a week ago. He wrote, "Hi there. I'm still wrestling with the high deductible plan. For 2021, this is $2,370. He says, that's the deductible on the high deductible plan. He said, I don't have a feel as to what my out-of-pocket would be for doctor's visits, including specialists. Now, I don't want you to send me your medical bills. Okay, I'm not sending my medical bills to anybody, Steve. He says, but if you could provide me with some examples, it would be helpful. For example, my current insurance has a $500 deductible on lab work. Now, this is under 65 group medical insurance from his employer. My insurance company looks at it and says, our contracted rate with you for this is $60, and that's all I pay. That will go towards my $500 deductible instead of blowing right past it. So what he's saying is his lab might charge $500, and then his insurance company, because of the agreement they have with the lab, will cut that charge down to $60. And so then he says, with a high deductible plan, how many years do you meet that deductible? You give the impression that most of the time you don't meet that deductible. He's talking about me and my history here. And my wife, I have also mentioned that she has never met the deductible in our high deductible plan, and we've had those plans for years. Wouldn't even consider having anything other than a high-value, high-deductible Medicare supplement. So he said, you've given the impression that most of the time you do not meet the high deductible, and that you end up paying less than you would with a regular plan, F or G. So what gives? Thanks, Steve. So I responded, because I saw a little something within his question that I wanted to ask about. I said, you are an early riser, Steve. Yeah, I don't know when he wrote it, but it was like at a time when I would have been sawing logs. I said, before addressing your question, I would like to know where you got that figure for 2021. The release of statistics like that is crucial to my new book each year. How did you find that out before me? And he responded, you mentioned on your podcast that somebody said he used Plan N. I wanted to see what Plan N was all about, so I searched for it. I got to this site, and he gives a long URL with full of Medicare stuff in it. He said there's a footnote for plans F and G, and it was in the footnote. And then, Steve, this is why I love Steve, I'm going to get the print copy of your 2021 book when it comes out. What a guy. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. So then I responded, okay, he wanted to know about high deductible Medicare supplement plans. So I decided to try to derive an explanation that perhaps I could use in the book. Now, these things are really, really boring and easy to get confused when you're just listening to people talk. So if this makes any sense, I will have succeeded admirably in constructing an explanation about how a high deductible plan saves money. And it's going to go right in the book. So I said, okay, Steve, I will spare you my medical bills, and I thank you for tipping me to the fact that some of the 2021 statistics are out. Can't figure out how that slipped past me. In reality, Randy and I dealt with that last episode. And thanks to Steve, we're Johnny on the spot and not too awful late this year. So I said, all right, using the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois rates from when I had to make this decision, Plan F, the full-blown Cadillac of all Medicare supplement plans, would have cost $160 per month. And the high deductible Plan F would have only cost $50 per month. And that's when I turned 65. So I said, let's say I had a couple of doctor's appointments plus that lab charge that you talked about during the course of an average year. The doctor's offices and labs all sent bills for their full charges to Medicare for payment. Medicare will then reduce or cut back those charges to their approved amounts. Let's say to $100 for each doctor's visit and $60 for the lab charge. Medicare then pays each of them 80%, because we're dealing with Part B here. Part B pays 80% of the charges, leaving either the person or the Medicare supplement to pay the balance. So Medicare cuts those charges back and then sends them checks for 80% of their charges. And then they send a notice to the insurance company, in this case Blue Cross Blue Shield, notifying them of what has been paid. If you have the full-blown Cadillac Plan F, your monthly premium is $160, and the company will pay the balance of all approved charges left unpaid by Medicare. That means they will pay each doctor $20 and the lab $12. You have no other charge except for that monthly premium, which totals $1,920 each year. If you purchased High Deductible Plan F, which we also call the High Value Plan F, your monthly premium is not $160, but it's $50. And you would be expected to pay the portion of the approved charges that Medicare does not pay, typically 80% of outpatient charges. Medicare pays 80%, you would be expected to pay 20% of the outpatient charges. In the above example, Medicare was obligated to pay each doctor $80 and to pay the lab $48. That is, they paid 80% of the approved amounts. Then they sent checks to the providers and an EOB to your insurance company indicating that $20 plus $20 plus $12, $52 total, was still due to the providers. That amount would be subtracted from your annual deductible of the high deductible plan. You would receive invoices from the providers and have to send them payments of those 20% amounts. So each doctor would send you a bill for 20% of that cutback charge, and the lab would send you a bill for 20% of their charge. If you had high deductible plan F, you would pay $50 per month or a total of $600 for the year. In addition, you would have to pay the outstanding 20%, which totals $52 in the above example. So you would save $1,320 in plan premiums, but have to write checks for your cost-sharing amounts of $52. The risk you run would be having a series of unexpected medical treatments in which your cost-sharing amounts would be in excess of the annual premium deductible of $2,340. That would be outpatient expenses exceeding $11,700, highly unusual for a normally healthy person. Let's say you were run over by a bus and had $12,000 of medical bills in 1 year. You would have to write checks totaling $2,340 before the plan started paying 100% for the rest of the year. Now that sounds pretty bad. That sounds like it might be quite a burden, making paying the larger premium for the Cadillac Plan F seem like an attractive alternative. There's one other factor I'd like to include in the monthly savings afforded by High Deductible Plan F. In the bus accident, your bills were $12,000. Your out-of-pocket expenses totaled $2,340, but you had saved $110 per month in lower premium. That means your out-of-pocket expenses of $2,340 minus the annual premium savings of $1,320 means your total amount at risk for the year is $1,020. That seems like a very reasonable risk for a healthy guy who is not completely flat broke. And then I asked Steve, how did I do? Steve said, hi, you did great. Thanks for taking the time. Okay, now, Steve reading this was able to go back and review. The audience listening to this, I'm sure, is still confused in some cases. But when you take a high deductible plan and you don't have much in the way of medical bills during a couple of years, you put a lot of money in your pocket. That's the bottom line. In this case, in this example, Steve had a couple of medical bills. His 20% share of those bills was $50. And he saved, because he would have had a high deductible plan, he would have saved $110 a month. So he came out at the end of the year way ahead of the game. Let's say year three, he gets run over by that bus. Okay, well, he might max out in that year, but he will have saved $110 every month prior to that, and probably in future months too. So this is why I am enthusiastic about high deductible or high value Medicare supplement plans, because those plans offer the opportunity for healthy people to save a ton of money and to use that money to offset the unexpectedly high expenses if they ever occur. So that's my correspondence with Steve. I hope I didn't take up all of our time, Randy. We got time for any more?
Oh, we've got time for a little bit more. I was just going to inject a thought here, though. You mentioned that people still may be confused. One thing that may help them if they visualize this, now this isn't the reality of how it works, but what if they were to visualize it, like every month when you're paying your high deductible premium versus your full-blown Cadillac premium, if you took the difference of that in your mind and just pretended like you were putting that in a savings account.
Absolutely. And you don't even have to do that. You can just get a ledger or, a piece of paper, and every month just write down that monthly savings figure and just add it up whenever you feel like it. And, maybe you blew the money on the ponies floozies or gambling or whatever. But it is, whether it's in your bank account or whether it's listed on a sheet of paper that you can look at, it is money that you're able to use for something you really wanted to do instead of spending on insurance.
And if you really physically did put it in a savings account, you could be drawing interest.
Absolutely. And frankly, you would also, if you needed to have an operation or something like that down the road, you could withdraw that money from the savings account and pay your out-of-pocket expenses, which have a ceiling. They've got a limit. You're not just looking at, paying 20% of everything forever. It's a limit. And so you could take some of that money out of the bank, pay your unexpected medical expenses with it, and still have a bunch left over.
Yeah, I think it's the same story in my mind always. The plan name is a really, really bad choice of a name.
Yeah.
If you got it right down to the brass tacks with a spreadsheet and say, okay, here's your savings plan, here's your savings book, like we used to have in the old days. Here's this. And at the end of the day, there has to be a really unusual situation early on in the process to really throw you off track.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, we sell Medicare supplements, high value or high deductible Medicare supplements with one company that says, if you change your mind, if you decide in the future that you're going to be more comfortable, we will offer you one time only at the 2-year anniversary of your policy, one time the opportunity to go to the Cadillac plan without paying or without answering any health questionnaire. So let's say in the first 2 years, you've decided, oh, I'm a little afraid this is risky, or I came down with something like, I've got a medical problem now that I didn't have then. Well, at that one time, without any medical evidence of good health, they will allow you to go to the richer, more complete plan, the Cadillac plan, without asking any questions. Now, it's the kind of thing where I say you're probably never going to take advantage of that because you will have gotten used to paying the low, low monthly premium that the high value plan affords. But it's nice to know that that option is there in any event. So I don't know, Randy, do we have enough time? Because I got a really great one here launching into a 3-pager. Oh, make that 3.5 pages.
Well, physically, in reality, we're out of time. But we
need to have a 40-minute episode.
But certainly, since you control the time clock, we can certainly do it if you'd like.
I haven't heard those crickets yet, but I'd say we've given the people enough to think about today with the high-value, high-deductible plans, wherein Steve was offered the opportunity to save $1,020 in a given year. So I think we should just fold it up, go home, take the 3-card Monty and go hide where we hide out during the day. And we'll come back and address more mail on our next recording.
And where can they send mail to you at, Doug?
They should send their questions and their interesting stories, their love notes, or their critiques to dbj@mlmmailbag.com. DBJ is my initials, and the MLM, Medicare for the Lazy Man, mailbag.com. So get your pencils sharpened up and start writing.
But before you do that, go to Amazon.com, search for Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020, order up your copy today, order up several because the holidays are coming, and you never know who in your family is going to need one.
I would say everybody's probably going to need one, wouldn't you think?
Well, some days, everybody's, I've got a little nephew that's about 4,
Oh, he needs one.
I could really wrap this thing up and put it in his stocking, and he won't know what he's got until he's a little older, but it's going to be valuable.
What a lucky kid, though, to have an uncle so generous as to give him my book.
Absolutely. I think that's fantastic. Absolutely. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. As Doug said, we need to bring the plane in for a landing. Put your tray up in its upright and locked position. Put your carry-on up in the bin. And what else do we have to do? We have to
extinguish our smoking materials.
You and I are the only ones that have ever heard that.
Yeah.
Extinguish our smoking materials and give up trying to pull open that little lid that they welded shut about 20 years ago.
Right.
And ultimately, we are coming in for a landing. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma, the straight-shooting guy from MedicareForTheLazyMan.com, and the sole proprietor.
Bye-bye.